pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, Built Rugged, Proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. The official gun oil for Eyes on the Outdoors.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to my deer stand. I'm in my blind down in the Missouri Ozarks, second weekend of deer season. This is your host, Ray I.
This is really going to be a lot of fun.
I have two microphones, the one I'm talking in, and I have my external, my Sennheiser directional microphone, ran outside the blind, picking up all kinds of great sounds this morning. And what's really going to be cool, you should hear a lot of turkeys. When I got settled in here this morning, when some other hunters came across the valley, they flushed a big flock of turkeys, and they flew in all over the hillside down below me here. So they'll be doing some calling. You'll hear the birds. You'll hear turkeys. You'll hear gunshots because of this directional Sennheiser mic that I run on my professional camera plug into this unit. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And this is why you're going to be able to hear the sounds that you hear. From here in the Missouri Ozarks, high up over the Jack's Fork River, in a beautiful setup where the gray ghost ridge runners live. Beautiful out here this morning. Thanks for joining me here. Pull up a chair, get close to your campfire, or scoot in closer to me here in my deer blind. Wow, what a deer season. But I want to tell you what's on the show. We're going to go out and grab the Vogelbauer this morning. And then we're going to grab Linda Pyle and talk a little bit about these Patriot rifles. Kevin Blake Weldon's going to be on the show this morning. We're going to go back and get Frank Wagner from Schwartz Taxidermy to tell us more about taking care of your trophy when you take it. We've got Conservation Federation of Missouri's Brandon Butler on. Talk a little bit about some deer stuff and about the Conservation Federation of Missouri. We've got a really cool story time this week. Ozark's Black Powder Deer. This is a unique show coming to you by remote in the woods, in the deer woods, from my stand to bring this show. Already had some deer through this morning and a flock of turkeys. Hearing quite a bit of shooting. I'm going to come back from commercial and introduce the next segment and then kick it back to Matty G, who will play a interview for you in the different segments, other than the Vogelbauer, who will have it live. Missouri deer hunting is an important part of Missourians' lives and family traditions. Deer hunting is also an important economic driver in Missouri and gives a $1 billion annual boost to the state and local economies. I'm going to give you some numbers now. I was telling you this has been a pretty good deer season. We took some deer last weekend. When we went in on Saturday afternoon and early evening to Zimmerman's Meat Market in Summersville, we were like 534. And Zimmerman's did tell us that they've taken more deer in this year than they ever have on the opening weekend. We took a deer into Zimmerman's, and it was unbelievable, the number, the line of people getting in to bring those deer into the be processed. But let's talk a little bit about the firearms deer season opening weekend harvest. 2016 firearm deer season opening weekend harvest totals exceed 96,000 plus. Last year, 2015, hunters checked 93,896 deer during the opening weekend of the 2015 November portion of firearms deer season. Preliminary data from the Missouri Department of Conservation shows that deer hunters in Missouri harvested 96,131 deer during the opening weekend of the November portion of the fall firearms deer season, November 12th and November 13th, that's Saturday and Sunday. Of the 96,131 deer harvested, 55,753 were antlered bucks, 8,873 were button bucks, and 31,505 were does. Top harvest counties for opening weekend. Had a little switch up from the Ozarks. Last year it was Texas County. This year, opening weekend, top county, Hill, Franklin, with 2,041 deer checked. Howell, where we're hunting, where I'm sitting right now, with 1,950, and Texas with 1,939. 2016 firearms November portion continues. As you know, it started on November 12, 2016, and runs through the November 22, 2016. Ours is 1/2 hour before sunrise, 1/2 hour after sunset. The antlerless season, firearms 2016, is December 2nd through December 4th. And the muzzle loading or black powder deer firearms alternative methods, they call it, December 24th through January 3rd, that's the late season. And the archery seasons, of course, started September 15th, and it ran up to November the 11th, and then the gun season opened on the 12th, and it begins again. The archery season opens back up on your archery tag November 23rd and runs through January 15th. So lots of opportunities for deer hunters here in Missouri. Of course, our kids had a pretty good fall hunt this year, which the firearms youth was October 29th through October 30th. I still wish they'd put it back to the 1st of November. And then they get to hunt again after Thanksgiving, November 25th through the 27th. You can just go to mdc.mo.gov and check out all that information. While we're talking about deer hunting here in this first segment, when I was a kid in Missouri in the 1960s and 70s, if you killed a deer, you had to stand up in front of the class and tell your story. And any guy carrying a deer foot between classes in high school was a friggin' rock star. Yeah, I come from a heritage of deer hunting. It's really interesting. They used to close the school down for deer season, and everybody talked about deer hunting, a different deal. And we're talking about the history of deer hunting. You know, I started deer hunting when I was 6 years old, so 50-plus years of firearm deer hunting for me, and I'm also an archery hunter. And I kind of bring this up also, not to brag or really talk about it, but so many of our listeners here on a radio show, when we talk about white-tailed deer, will contact me and say, you know, hey, come on, you're a turkey hunter. You know, let's get somebody to talk about deer. I was sitting on stand when I was 7 years old with a gun by myself. My dad sent me out. I mean, he was in the area, but me and my older brother Joe, who was 8 years old, were sitting with her on our own stand. We always hunted from the ground, and I really enjoyed the old-time archery bow camps in the 1960s and 1970s. That's how long I've been archery hunting deer, all with recurves and longbows. Those were great camps. More modern times, some of us are very fortunate to be in the hunting industry and have the opportunity to take deer on television, and I've hunted deer on a lot of television shows, including ESPN's Under Wild Skies, the NRA show, and took a black powder buck in North Missouri. And another thing I think a lot of hunters don't realize, that I hosted the outdoor media for years. I'd have 20 outdoor writers in a camp. I set it all up. I did all the scouting, placed all the stands, put the hunt together, and that's where you get all these deer articles in the magazines back in the 80s and the 90s. Not a lot of us hunters can say that we've taken deer on television shows. I killed a nice buck in Kansas on ESPN television with a bow on the ground, grunted him in. Killed taken deer in Alabama, Kansas, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Dakota, Illinois, Iowa. I even took the Maryland Sitka deer and even did a TV show up there in Alaska. Kodiak Island, black-tailed deer. Great hunt up there with the bears, of course. But hunted those deer, hunted mule deer, hunted speed goats, but I've probably hunted white-tailed deer with archery and gun in 15, 16 states and 50-plus years. So I'm not new at this deer hunting thing, but for me, it's still the old-fashioned thing. It was a family tradition, and camp was always so important. Deer season was important to be with all your relatives, your cousins, your uncles, your grandpa, your grandma, close family, friends, and it was about the food. And if anybody's been following my deer hunting stuff on Facebook, you know for me it's about the food. But like I told someone on Facebook, if more families today would sit down to dinner and visit and spend time together at the dinner table, this world would be a better place. It's really neat to be able to do this. I want to thank the Ozark Radio Network and Gary Lee for getting me this remote system, battery-operated remote system I could use here in my stand to bring the show to you. We're going to keep on hunting here. I'm going to hang out here and
Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for coming to my campfire and into my deer stand. When we come back, I just got a little message from Matty G in my headphone that he's going to have the Vogelbacher on when we come back from commercial break. So with that, let's take a break, and I'll see you all on the other side.